And joining us this morning, Rob Ninkovich of the New England Patriots, whose Gronk impression last week is still being talked about by the listeners of the show. Nink, go. What's up, buddy?
Yo, what's up?
What's up? How you doing?
I'm good. Just getting going in the morning here.
Yeah.
Like everyone else.
Yeah, getting yourself up and getting ready to go. I was going to ask you about the extra time. You prefer the extra time, or you're like, after the Thursday night game, or you like sticking to your schedule and knowing that a Wednesday is a Wednesday and a Thursday is a Thursday?
I would say I need the extra time.
Yeah.
Playing on a Sunday and a Thursday is tough, especially, just on your body. It's just two division games. It's just, a rough stretch, so happy to have a couple of days off. Actually, my body feels really good right now, so it's a good thing.
The LB was talking earlier about Chara getting hurt last night and was comparing that to the loss of Mayo. And I did want to ask you, when you look back at that Jets game, and I know you're on to Chicago, as the coach would say, but when you look back at that game and you look back at as a defense giving up 218 yards on the ground, how much of that has to do with the depleted D last week anyway, the last Thursday?
Yeah, I would honestly say I think that we just, we obviously didn't play our best game across the board. We had to do a lot better in a lot of different positions, and, even lose and draw, that's a tough thing, but it's not just one guy that's going to affect the running game like that. I think that we just didn't play the way that we needed to, and didn't understand, the things that they were trying to do against us. I think that, again, we had to do a better job, and, that's just one of those things where, I think there's two games this year where we didn't do well in the run, and then other games we did do well. So, if you go to Sunday's game, when we played Buffalo, I think they ran for 50 yards, and they had two of the best, most powerful running backs in the league. So, again, I think it comes down to execution and understanding, where each person's going to be on each particular play, because everyone has a role, everyone has a responsibility, and if one guy's in one spot, that's not his responsibility. That's where you have those big runs. So, I think you just got to keep working and keep, getting better.
What's the key to stopping a guy like Matt Forte?
Everyone doing their job. Like I said, if one guy's in one wrong area, that's where you break the big run. And Forte is that smooth, running back to where, he's got a good vision. He's not a downhill bruiser. I would say he's more of like that smooth zone cut guy.
Yeah, and he does it all though. Do you guys?
A lot of passes,
yeah. And why he's like a 15-tool running back. The guy's insanely good. And I think stopping him. Do you guys as a defense? Does Bill Levin? Do you guys ever shadow a guy? Like, because I think with the issues that Cutler's having and the locker room issues and everything like that. If you shut him down, do you guys ever shadow a guy to shut him down to put it all on a quarterback, make him F it up?
Well, he's actually leading the league in reception. So, anytime a running back is getting that many touches, the quarterback, that's his escape. If everyone's covered, he's going to throw it down to the check down. So we got to be tight on the check down and try and, take away his go-to guys. That's every game plan. You're trying to take away the go-to guys, and he's definitely one of the go-to guys that we got to get after.
You can't replace Chandler Jones, but how do you get a guy like Easley ready?
I think he's a, very talented young guy, and I think, when you're young, you just mentally have to do, a little bit more. So, whether that's more studying of film, going over the game plan a little bit more, just so, everything is understood on, what your responsibilities are and, you know, just making the right playing each play the right way. I think when you're a younger guy, you know, he's got all the talent, he's got all the skills, he's explosive, he can make plays. You just got to know when, you know, to turn it on. So, you know, if it's a rundown, you got to play the run. If it's pass, then you have to go the quarterback. So you just got to understand, you know, those situations.
Did you give Darrell Revis a wake-up call this morning just to make sure he's on time over there?
I'm not getting into the Revis thing, but yeah, I mean,
oh, Rob, come on. See,
come on. Has anyone ever been, you know, late to something before? Of course.
Yes,
come on,
of course.
Right.
It's just
sometimes you know, I've been lucky enough to where my alarm is going off, but I had the volume all the way down.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just woke up on my own, and thank God I did that, or else I, you know, would have had
a, LB's had a lot of alarm problems, so he can totally
But I only
relate.
Do an issue. I only do radio, and I work for free. So
but you could talk about, I mean, just Bill in general. I mean, that's got to be, you know, it's got to be depressing when he says just go home. That's you don't want to hear those words, right?
I mean, I don't want to get into it again, but. There's no favoritism in that one. It doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah.
You know, so,
but okay,
you know what it is. So
yeah.
On time.
Listen,
that's all it is.
I think Vince. You know, Vince said yesterday that he loves playing with Revis. You could go in that direction. Yeah. You know, because I think some people go, okay, here we go. Here's a guy, high profile guy, comes in. Now he's late for practice. You could just tell us, hey, what a great guy he is. What a great teammate he is.
He's a wonderful teammate, you know, and I think that another thing about, you know, with him previously being with another team, and, you know, you kind of have, when we first got here, I was like, oh, I wonder what this guy is, but he's an awesome dude. I mean, like, one of the best. So, you know, love him as a teammate. He's one of the best teammates you can ask for. And, you know, he's a hardworking guy, you know, and the best corner possibly to ever play the game. So, you know, hey, we all make mistakes.
Right.
Yep.
It's not like he slept in for the game. The social media world we live in right now, it's like, you know, and not for nothing, it was like 5 days before the game. Everybody relax. It's like, seriously.
Yeah, LB, he doesn't get upset about people being late for things.
Oh, I'll tell you what, he won't be able to focus. You know, the wide receiver's going to be in his grill. Hey, I heard you slept in this week, huh? Hey, sleepyhead, you can't cover me? Revis is going to get all pissed off.
Oh, speaking of getting in people's grills, did you watch The Hills at all, Rob, when you were, or Laguna Beach? Were you a fan of either of those shows?
The Hills, no, I wasn't a big Laguna Beach guy.
Oh, prime opportunity to get on Cutler. He's married to that Kristen Cavallari, and you could be all over him about that on Sunday.
Yeah, no, I didn't get into that show at all, but, I guess, she was popular. I don't know.
Yeah, she's very attractive. Do you go deep? I mean, will you make the comments about the other guy's wife, or is that out of bounds?
No, that's crossing the line.
Oh, doesn't seem like that kind of guy.
you wouldn't have liked playing against me. I was cheap. I did, and the best part was I spent time. You know, I got info on guys, so I had, you know, I had ammo each and every game. It's smack talk. Do you do any smack talk, or you just punch in the mouth type guy?
You know, most of the time I'm trying to, you know, catch my breath and regain my composure for the next play. But no, I'm not a big trash talk guy. One of those reasons being in this league, everyone gets something. You know, everyone gets got. Everyone gets depleted. Everyone gets their butt kicked. It's not like, you know, you're just going to dominate every single play. And then whatever stuff you said and things that you went at that person with, it's coming right back to you, you know? So yeah. There's plenty of guys that talk a lot of crap, and then all of a sudden they go out and they get depleted, and then everyone else, then the whole team is on them, you know? So I just go out there, I do my job. If someone's saying something to me, you know, if somebody's getting after me a little bit, you know, I'll say a couple words back. I mean, maybe two words, and I think, you know, you,
I know what they are. Yes,
the second word, the second word, word off. And,
you know, gotcha, kid. Gotcha.
Well, listen, I know you guys never get ahead of yourselves. It's just this week, but tough schedule coming up. Well, I think you guys got five of the top 11 elite quarterbacks in the NFL coming up. So this is when it gets tough, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. I mean, I think that you want to go against the best guys. You know, that's where you can measure your team. You know, you're going against the best guys. That's what you want. You know, if you're against the bottom five quarterbacks in the league, you know, hey, that's not as fun. I want to go against the best guys. That's really going to be the best challenge.
All right. Well,
that's how you make your dough, man.
Good luck on Sunday. Is Gronk around?
Right,
is Gronk around at all?
You know what? If I was up, maybe if I had a little bit of coffee right now, I could get my voice high.
Yeah.
High, like when you get excited, but I just literally woke up. So I feel like my voice is like low right now. And I was actually with him last night. So.
Oh, you are?
I was with him, yeah. So I need to get some more, you know, stuff.
I mean, you should do some trash
material.
You should do some trash talking right now in the Gronk voice.
Yo, I'm a beast. Get out of my face. There's a good one.
There you go. I'm a beast. Get out of my face.
I like it.
Yo.
I like it.
Yo. All right, Rob. Yo. Thanks, buddy. Good luck on Sunday.